The Senate is set to vote today on whether to end debate on the immigration bill. It would tighten the nation's borders while putting the estimated 12 million undocumented workers in the U.S. on a path to citizenship. Senators debated and voted on more than a dozen amendments yesterday. The immigration bill also became a forum for some of the Senate's presidential candidates. Here's NPR's Brian Naylor.
The bipartisan authors of the immigration bill now before the Senate have been walking a fine line as they fend off attempts from the left and the right to alter what they've dubbed the grand bargain. Last night, the measure's backers had an additional challenge, fending off attempts to change the bill by two of the frontrunners for the Democratic presidential nomination, Senator Hillary Clinton of New York and Senator Barack Obama of Illinois. Clinton's amendment would have made it easier for the spouses and minor children of permanent residents who are not yet citizens to enter the country.
5 years in the life of a young child is precious time indeed. And unfortunately, that five-year time frame is often, much less than what actually happens to these families.
However, Clinton's amendment was rejected 53-44. Obama's amendment also addressed a family-related issue. The Senate bill proposes changing the way visas are granted from a family-based to a merit-based system. Calling it a social experiment, Obama proposed to end the new system after 5 years.
We can't weaken the very essence of what America is by turning our backs on immigrants who want to reunite with their family members, or immigrants who have a willingness to work hard, but who may not have the right graduate degrees. That's not who we are as a country, Mr. President.
His amendment prompted a heated response from Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, one of the authors of the Senate bill. Graham directly challenged Obama, who in his presidential campaign often talks of the need for finding common ground.
When you're out there on the campaign trail, you're trying to bring us all together. You're trying to make America better. Why can't we work together? This is why we can't work together. Because some people, when it comes to the tough decisions, back away. Because when you talk about bipartisanship, some Americans on the left and the right consider it heresy.
Obama's amendment was also rejected. Not to be outdone, Senator John McCain, a leading candidate for the GOP presidential nomination and one of the sponsors of the immigration bill, also spoke during the primetime debate. McCain rose to argue against an attempt to phase out the guest worker provision in the measure.
It's another attempt, Mr. President, to do away with a temporary worker program. It is another attempt to kill this legislation. That's what it'll do.
The amendment phasing out the temporary worker provision after 5 years was approved, 49-48, for the first time placing the bill's future in some doubt. The Senate votes later today on a motion to bring debate to an end, but that won't happen until Friday at the earliest. Brian Naylor, NPR News.
There are many myths surrounding the world's human immigration patterns. We help set the record straight with an interactive map of global migration trends at npr.org.